And the space shuttle program isn't ready for the recycling bin just yet. But after Endeavour's scheduled landing tomorrow at the Kennedy Space Center, there will be just 11 missions left before the space shuttle program ends in 2010. Along Florida's Space Coast, people are worried about what the shuttle's demise will mean for workers and the region's economy. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
In the area near Cape Canaveral along Florida's Atlantic coast, there's a sense of déjà vu in the air. For many who live and work here, the looming end of the space shuttle brings back memories of the 1970s.
In the middle of all that euphoria of man stepping out to the stars for the first time ever, all of a sudden there were a lot of people without jobs, a lot of people without jobs.
Al Kohler was working at NASA when quite abruptly word came down that the Apollo program was being canceled. Within just a few years, the workforce at the Kennedy Space Center was cut from 25,000 employees to less than half that. The ripple effects from those layoffs, he recalls, devastated communities from Titusville to Melbourne.
Some sold shoes. Some tried to do real estate. Before it was over, you could pick up houses for no money down almost anywhere, any kind of house.
33 years after the last Apollo flight, the area north and south of Cape Canaveral, now dubbed Florida's Space Coast, has changed dramatically. Today, there are more people here and a much more diverse economy. Even so, there are some 7,500 workers at the Kennedy Space Center whose jobs will be eliminated once the shuttle program wraps up. Many of those people, mostly employees of outside contractors, may eventually find work on NASA's next manned spaceflight program, the Constellation. But there will be a gap. Constellation won't really get started until 2015, 5 years after the shuttle program ends. Officials in Brevard County, home to the Kennedy Space Center, think ultimately the net loss to the Space Coast won't be more than 3,500 jobs. But some think it could be higher. Congress has asked NASA to come up with its own estimate. Mike Wetmore, an associate director at the Kennedy Space Center, says after 2010, workers will still be needed to close out shuttle operations.
So I would expect some contractors will move from shuttle to Constellation. Some of them will move into the retirement phase of their contract, and I know we have quite a few folks who are staying around to fly the program out, and then there will be some that unfortunately are left without jobs.
One thing is clear. Constellation and other future NASA programs at Cape Canaveral will require many fewer people than those needed for the space shuttle. One reason is because the shuttle is reusable, and maintaining and processing it requires a lot of workers. The Next Generation Constellation project relies on one-use-only rockets and capsules. For nearly 50 years, launch and operations are what the Kennedy Space Center has been known for. But even there, it now has competition, both internationally and here in the U.S., where some private space companies say they may go elsewhere for their launches. Linda Weatherman of the area's Economic Development Commission says looking to the future, it's important that Florida's Space Coast diversify its aerospace industry and the role it plays in the nation's space program.
We don't want to rely on launch. We can't afford to rely on launch. And we have a case where we just 2 years ago showed where this state can bring assembly work in.
The state of Florida helped Lockheed win a contract to do final assembly of the Constellation's crew exploration vehicle at Cape Canaveral. But even that demonstrates the changes afoot in the aerospace industry and here along Florida's Space Coast. As several thousand shuttle jobs fade away, that new contract will put just 400 people to work. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.